Chapter A Lunchroom Divided. It didn't seem possible, but the Canterlot High cafeteria was even more crowded than the hallways. The massive room was packed. Tons of chattering students sat at the long white tables that were lined up in the centre of the room. Everyone was just hanging out and seemed to be having a great time. Various school flags and posters hung high up on the walls above the tall windows. Some of the signs said, "Go CHS!" and some had swirly gold writing that read, "Wonder Cults!" The energy of the room reminded Twilight of a party in the big barn at Sweet Apple Acres, but a lot shinier and a lot noisier. Twilight watched the scene with mild curiosity while standing in the lunch line behind her new and only friend at school. It was still a little awkward using her hands, so balancing her lunch tray was no small task. She followed close behind Fluttershy, hoping to blend in. It was working so far. Fluttershy handed her tray to the lunch lady, who scooped a big glob of unidentified orange food onto her plate. When Twilight handed hers over, she nearly dropped it because the lunch lady looked so much like Applejack's grandmother, Granny Smith. Chances were that it was Granny Smith, which made Twilight wonder whom else she might run into from back home. But she wasn't here to socialise. Twilight was here on a mission. "Fluttershy, I've decided to run for Princess of the Fall Formal, and I was wondering if you might be able to help." At this, Fluttershy's jaw dropped, and so did her fruit cup. Juice splattered everywhere, including all over Twilight's purple skirt. Fluttershy scrambled to look for a napkin. Luckily, Granny Smith tossed her a dish rag. "Oh, gosh, sorry," she whimpered. "It's just that running for Fall Formal Princess is a really, really, really bad idea." "Why?" asked Twilight, trying to dab some juice off her skirt.
"You seem really nice, and I really appreciate you standing up for me earlier."
Fluttershy seemed hesitant to break the news. She looked around the cafeteria and lowered her voice.
"But Sunset Shimmer wants to be Fall Formal Princess. And when she wants something, she gets it."
The two girls took their trays to one of the long tables and sat down.
"She'll make life miserable for anyone who stands in her way," Fluttershy said.
She took a tiny bite of the orange glop on her plate and made a face. It must have tasted pretty awful.
"Well, I have to try," said Twilight, determined.
Twilight appreciated Fluttershy's concern, but Fluttershy didn't really know what was at stake here for Equestria. There was no way she could have, seeing as she knew nothing about the pony world and its inhabitants.
"But you'd have to persuade all the groups to vote for you instead of her," explained Fluttershy.
She motioned to the other tables, each one filled with a different category of students. Twilight soon learned that there were a bunch of different cliques at Canterlot High School. On one side of the cafeteria sat a table of athletes, all tossing a ball to one another. Rainbow Dash was among them. Nearby, the fashionistas were all reading magazines and applying brightly coloured makeup. And next to them was the table Fluttershy called the dramas. They all seemed to be reading lines from some sort of play. The other side of the cafeteria had even more groups, including the Eco Kids, the Techies, and the Rockers. Twilight stared at the rocker table, specifically at the blue-haired boy who'd helped her in the hallway. He was strumming a red electric guitar and looking out the window dreamily. He looked kind of cute, for a weird two-legged animal, Twilight thought, smirking.
"Why is every pony... I mean, everybody separated this way?" Twilight pondered aloud.
Fluttershy sighed.
"Oh, at CHS, everybody sticks to their own kind. The only thing they have in common is that they know Sunset Shimmer is going to rule this school until we graduate."
"Not if I can help it," Twilight said.
She leaned down to her tray and bit into an apple just as she would have back home in Ponyville. She didn't even realise she was still trying to eat like a pony until Fluttershy made a weird face. She was going to have to be more careful not to act like her old self from now on. Twilight wanted to impress the population of Canterlot High, not scare them. Twilight removed the apple from her teeth and gave an embarrassed chuckle. So, where would I find the head of the party planning committee? After all, this was the only plan Twilight had, so she was sticking to it. Not even the horrified expression on Fluttershy's face could stop her. Fluttershy had refused to come along, but luckily it had been easy enough for Twilight and Spike to find the gymnasium from Fluttershy's directions. After they'd wandered through several halls that were lined with lockers and doors to classrooms, Twilight saw it. The piles of boxes outside the door labelled Dance Decorations hinted that they had found what, or whom, rather, they were looking for. "Incoming!" shrieked a voice from across the Canterlot High gymnasium. Twilight and Spike ducked to narrowly avoid being hit in the head with a bright pink streamer that soared through the air. Streamers of sunshine yellow and sky blue soon followed, soaring through the rafters like some sort of party attack. When it was all over, a girl with bright pink hair and a smile from ear to ear popped up. "Sorry about that. You really got to chuck 'em if you want to get 'em up there," she giggled. Judging by her wild mane of curly pink hair, her bubbly demeanour and the picture of three balloons on her bright pink party skirt, Twilight had a pretty good idea of who this girl might be. "Hi, my name's Twilight Sparkle," and Twilight said, hoping to run through this introduction quickly. She was starting to get worried. The clock was ticking away. "Pretty name," the girl cooed. "I'm Pinkie Pie." "Somehow I knew that," Twilight joked.
"Really?
Are you psychic?" Pinkie started to blow up a shiny blue balloon, then stopped suddenly. She eyed Twilight with suspicion.
"Who is going to win Canterlot Idol? No, don't tell me. But seriously, can you predict the future?"
It all spilled out faster than a kicked over mug of apple cider.
I don't think so," Twilight said, unsure.
Was that something they could do in this realm?
"Fluttershy said this is where I'd find the head of the full formal planning committee. I'm going to guess that's you."
Pinky's face turned a little bit sour.
"Fluttershy? Huh? Don't let that whole shy thing fool you. She can be a real meanie."
Of all the things she'd seen and heard so far, this was the most surprising. Pinkie Pie and Fluttershy not getting along? Never in a million years would Twilight have expected that.
"You two aren't friends?" she asked.
Pinkie let go of the balloon in her hand. It shot off, releasing its air in a pitiful loop before landing on the ground.
"Not anymore," Pinkie sighed.
She skipped over to a pile of decorations in the corner and grabbed a neon pink clipboard.
"Anywho, just need to fill this out and you are officially up for the coveted princess of the full formal crown," Pinkie said. "Even if you did wait a bit to get your name on the ballot, the dance is the day after tomorrow."
Twilight awkwardly scrawled her name on the sheet, trying her best to use her hand things to write. Man, she missed her horn. Back in Ponyville, drafting up letters and spells was a total cinch. She secretly hoped no one would notice how bad her writing looked.
"Wow, you have really bad handwriting. It's like you never held a pen before."
Pinkie Pie giggled at the idea. "Well, so much for that," thought Twilight.
"Someone order a dozen cases of fizzy apple cider."
A blonde girl wearing a brown cowgirl hat and boots walked into the gym, and a tall boy in a red shirt was trailing behind her. He was carrying a bunch of crates.
Me, me, me! Pinky said, bouncing up and down. Thanks, Applejack! Thanks, Big Mac!
Yup,
said the boy version of Big Mac, before going out to grab more crates. Applejack suddenly noticed Twilight's presence.
Hey, you're the new girl who gave Sunset Shimmer the what for in the hall today.
Twilight wasn't sure if this was going to turn out to be a good thing or a bad thing. Pinky started to help Applejack unload bottles of cider, licking her lips at the sugary beverage.
I'm Twilight Sparkle, she said. I'm going to run against Sunset Shimmer for Princess of the Fall Formal.
Hoo-hoo-wee, sugar cube! I'd think twice about that. Watch out for the backstabbing. Applejack shook her head, then added,
about the only girl at this school you can trust less than Sunset Shimmer is Rainbow Dash.
Rainbow Dash? Twilight asked, getting more confused by the second.
She's the captain of,
like, every team at Canterlot High, Pinky exclaimed. She's also the captain of saying she's going to do something for you and then turning around and not even bothering to show up.
Applejack crossed her arms across her chest in a huff. First, Pinky had put down Fluttershy, and now Applejack didn't trust Rainbow? Why weren't any of her friends friends? This place was bizarre and unsettling. Twilight was going to pry further, but something told her that all would reveal itself in the next few days. Maybe with a little help from some good old-fashioned research. Or maybe Twilight was actually starting to become a little psychic. Either way, she had a lot of work to do if she wanted to win the crown.